All right, nothing much has happened in the last 15 hours since I last visited with you, but no updates on the injuries, nothing serious. We'll give you a detailed update tomorrow. Any other questions?
I'm looking at it. Again,
I haven't looked at it.
You didn't look at it?
No. Okay. We're on to Philly. They've had 10 days. We're on six, and all our focus is on Philadelphia.
What do you think? Do you know Chip Kelly?
Yeah. I mean, they've done a heck of a job. I think there's a second lead in offense. I think in 38 possessions, they've only, I'm not sure how many times they punted, but it's not been many. They're a fast break. They got explosive players doing it, starts at the quarterback. So we're going to have our hands full, without a doubt.
Are you a little agitated that they got 12 days and you got six?
No, I mean, the schedule's what it is. You know, I'm just agitated that I'm not upstairs working right now.
Coach, what's Nate done to develop kind of this nose for the ball we've seen early in the season?
You know, Nate's a young player getting better. You know, I think the coaching staff's done an excellent job with him. He obviously has put a lot of work into it. He's gotten an opportunity, probably the closest thing to an opportunity he's gotten in his short career here. He wants to be good, so he's worked very hard, and he'll just improve as we go, hopefully.
You've seen Vic a lot over the years. How has he evolved in his return?
Well, I think it's a different offense. You know, in Atlanta, he was kind of a run, play-action quarterback as well. I think with the advent of the read option in college football and now coming to our league, I think it fits him perfect, he's explosive. He's got to have as many explosive runs as any quarterback in the league. I would expect, like I said, they're the number one rushing team now, again, 2 weeks in a row for us. He's operating that offense very well.
Some of the defensive guys, Wesley Woodyard, said playing Terrell Pryor this week helps a little bit preparing for another mobile quarterback. Do you see that as a coach, the similarity to Pryor and Vic?
Yeah, I mean, I likened Pryor last week to a young Michael Vick, and I think he's got a lot of talent. You know, he throws the ball pretty well, and so there should be some carryover that can work for you or against you.
So given the ability that you guys have to score and how quickly you guys have scored, when you're playing an offense that scores like Philly does or can't operate, do you guys want to slow it down at that point? And how do you kind of?
No, I mean, it's too early in the week. You know, like I said, this is our game plan day. We're not game planning right now. All right, but when we get into them more, all right, we'll know a little bit, what style we're going to look to play when we have a chance to look at them.
Coach, so much of Chip Kelly's offense is readily available on the internet. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Because he knows how you'll try to prepare to stop those offense in that inside zone read and outside zone read.
Well, I don't spend a lot of time on the internet looking at football, but, again, we have tape, like they have tape on us. I don't understand totally the question about the internet, but, we'll get to prepare like they do. They just have longer to prepare for us.
In terms of all the scoring, it seems like every week Peyton's sort of working in another guy, with Ronnie Hillman last night. Is that encouraging to see that it just more and more guys are getting in on that?
Yeah, I think, again, we've talked about running backs for a while. The three that were active, and have been active in the first three games, they're all going to get to play through the course of the game, and they all did again last night. So, Ronnie took advantage of his opportunities. There were some well-blocked plays there as well. He and Monte are both young players that are just going to continue to improve. I mean, that's just a little stuff, people that like to, get on TV and have something to talk about. I mean, Ronnie Hillman was going back in the game. That had nothing to do with that. It was just a little way to have fun, I guess. But that wasn't official. Ronnie was running the ball. And we decide that, not them.
Is there anything fundamental about the way Ball carries the ball that he needs to look at?
No, I think, the other team practices too. It happens. Show me a back that hasn't fumbled, I'll show you a back that has never played. So something, obviously we got to get cleaned up. He'll work at it very hard, and, we'll go from there. But he's still going to play a lot of football for us.
I know you said you're already on to Philly, but what do you think of Chris Clark in
the start? Like a lot of things in this time, you remember some of the negative things. I mean, he did a lot of good things. What rings true without looking at the tape is, the sack fumble. All in all, we have a great confidence in Chris, and you know, even without looking at the tape, I know he played pretty well.
You didn't really make any concessions for him being in the game.
No. Mm-mm. No, he's as I mentioned last week, I know his teammates and the coaching staff have a lot of confidence in him.
Kevon Webster, he's aggressive. That's what you saw on film when you were drafting him. He had, big hits in the last preseason game and again last night.
Yeah, I think, probably his biggest play was when he was the Lone Ranger back on a go route or skinny post that Streeter went flying through there. We lost our middle safety, and I thought he made a terrific play on that. I think that was probably his best play. He's not afraid to hit. He's all over special teams, and special teams coaches like those kind of guys that can run fast and hit. A couple times you like to see him wrap up a little bit more, but he's gained invaluable experience. We had very good grades on him. We actually had high, he was still on the board when our pick was there, and we had actually had him graded higher than what we took him.
Talking to guys last night, a lot of the emphasis was, the offense was good, but there's still room to improve. Is one of the biggest things just putting together four full quarters of, good football all the way through without falling off?
Yeah, that's the goal every week, and is to get better and take advantage of opportunities when you get them. We didn't take advantage of all our opportunities, whether it was offense, defense, or kicking game. And those are things that guys will see on tape when they get a chance to see it. We'll have a short little, correction reel that we'll give to them tomorrow. But we still do have a lot of room for improvement. We're only game three. We're not even a full quarter into the season yet. So I hope we do a lot of improving.
Encouraging, though, to see a strong start for the first time this year, though, with the first quarter points. Encouraging.
Yeah, I mean, we had a great start last week, so we didn't finish it. This week we were able to finish it. So, we'll keep challenging them, and hopefully they keep responding.
Coach, could Monte Ball's fumbling problems open the door for C.J. Anderson?
I don't know. C.J. hadn't even got a uniform yet, so we'll just kind of see that as we go.
Is that something you have faith Monte can cure?
I have a lot of faith in him. I don't know about curing anybody, but he, like I said before, we have a lot of confidence in him, and he's going to play a lot of football for us and hopefully clean up the fumbling situation. Yes, D-Mac.
Thank you, Coach. While I know it's only three games in, and, you want to put a full game together, the offense is putting up some historic NFL numbers. Is this best offense that you've worked with?
So. Again, it's like, is this the best game ever? Well, we haven't even got a quarter through it yet. So, it's a good start. That's all it is. And in anything, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. So, right now we're just working to get better. And just like in a game, one play at a time, one series at a time, one quarter at a time. And hopefully at the end of it, when the dust settles, you like what you see. So, we're way too early in this season and start talking about all that. So we're just looking to get better this week.
Do you like what you see so far with the offense?
3-0 is hard to be better than that, in three games, yeah.